This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, I just don't understand why people don't have better things to do. I guess what's making headlines is Trump not having a dog. Do we care if Trump is a dog person or not a dog person? Do we really care? Apparently Donald Trump isn't even hiding the fact. I guess there was a drug detecting German Shepherd that worked for the U.S. Secret Service. And, I mean, he might have liked the dog. I don't know. I don't care. I think the canine units are fantastic. And I love dogs. I am a dog person. But I don't need to be living among other dog people. As long as nobody's beating the dog, I'm pretty happy. And I guess the news outlets are saying that in one of his speeches at a campaign rally in El Paso, he made it clear that he could get by in his daily life without canine companionship. That was obviously welcomed by many of his predecessors. I think Obama had a dog. I think the Bushes had a dog. You know, everybody has a dog, and, you know, sometimes the dogs aren't the best looking, but it doesn't matter. You know, you love the dog. I mean, I think my dog is gorgeous. I think my cats are gorgeous. But when I look at other people's cats and dogs, even though I love animals, you know, you always think yours are better looking. And so he doesn't have a dog. He even said that it would feel a little phony walking a dog on the White House. And he doesn't have time for a dog. Now, I understand a lot of people don't like President Trump, right? And they criticize him. But I bring this up because whether you agree with his politics or not, bravo. I mean, admitting that you are not a dog person and you don't have time for a dog, I think is pretty commendable, because I do see people adopt dogs for show. I mean, I see people have pets and they don't walk the pet. They don't play with the pet. They don't love the pet. And then what the hell are you having a dog for? So it looks good on TV and it looks good for voters? That's kind of BS. And so I mean... Some people may think, okay, well, you know what, I wish our president would be a little bit more cuddly. I don't want a cuddly president, okay? I want a president who has no problem fighting for this country and bringing the rain if you mess with America and our citizens and our pets. I would rather have a president bring the rain appropriately, okay, not killing innocent people, but to our enemies, and staying firm and hoping people back the hell off, than walking a dog and strutting a dog on the White House lawn. You know, we're not stupid. And I think one of the reasons why people don't like Trump is because he kind of calls out the truth on a lot of things. And again, I'm not saying this as a, you know, commercial or a campaign rally for him, but, you know, one thing that I am pretty impressed with is I'm not going to waste people's times, I'm not going to insult their intelligence, okay? This is about getting stuff done. Now, apparently 40% of households owned one or more dogs. 57% of U.S. households owned a pet, and I love pets. I encourage people to own a pet. I think that pets are very therapeutic from a selfish standpoint. You know, your kids move out, there's a loss, you're having trouble at work, whatever, a pet just makes your day. You know, and even the pets that are jerks, I mean, you guys have all heard about Shaky Boo and Spider. And, I mean, these two don't show love if their life depended on it. I mean, they look like they couldn't even give a crap about me. But just seeing them, right, and being around them just make my day. All right? I mean, Uzi. Uzi vomits and poops and goes after the cats and jumps on my computer and eats my food and diarrhea's up the place. And she's as happy as can be, and then she doesn't let me sleep. I don't know why if I was president, no, I don't think I would have time for that. But since I'm not president, and I'm a little sad that I'm not president, I think she cheers me up. I don't know if I'd want to be president. So, you know, a lot of you guys do things, and girls, and trust me, I do the same thing. We do it for show. We do things to market something. We want our friends to see something. We want our bosses to see something. We want our listeners to see something. We want to make people jealous. We want our exes to be jealous, or we want our exes proud of us, or we want our family proud of us. But a lot of times we have secondary gain. And stop it with the secondary gain. It's okay to have secondary gain for a lot of things. That's fine. That's what incentivizes us. Okay? You know, getting through college, you know, isn't because you want to become a better citizen. It's because you want to be able to, you know, support your family. It's okay to have a secondary gain and to do things in market. I'm fine with that. That's fine. But don't have every single thing in your life about the voter or about the fans or about the ex or about what people think. You live your life so superficially, you end up coming home seeing that you don't really have anything of worth, anything of value. And I'm not talking about value of something that's thousands of dollars worth. I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about something that's solid that will be there for you no matter where your finances are or what happens in whatever storm. People do that with having kids. Well, all my friends are having kids, so I'm going to have a baby and show off having a baby. But they never really wanted the baby. Same thing with the wife or the husband. You know, did you really, really want to be married and hitched? Then what the hell did you do it for? Well, because everybody else, I had to show off. It's not about showing off. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it looks like the El Chapo jury has reached a verdict. And we don't have it. They say they've reached a verdict. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know how that goes? Oh, I get it. Because I'm like, okay, they reached a verdict, so where the hell is it? Okay. The reason why is there's always a big announcement that they reached a verdict. But then we have to wait for them to actually tell the judge and everybody in the courtroom. So I guess the jury has reached a verdict, and now we're just waiting. For 2.5 months, an anonymous and partially sequestered jury of 7 women and 5 men sat through this case described as International Drug Trafficking 101. And apparently, at Joaquin El Chapo Guzman Loera's trial, they say the prosecution was based largely on witness testimony. Apparently, jurors heard 200 hours of testimony from 56 witnesses, including 14 cooperating witnesses, mostly traffickers and cartel associates, that a defense attorney dismissed as lifelong liars, willing to perjure themselves in exchange for reduced sentences. See, that's what everybody says now. Now it's like, well, how do you know who to believe? Apparently murders were detailed, like very descriptively. Tortures, murders, corruptions, narco mistresses, escapees that were naked, that were able to get out of there, diamond encrusted pistols, apparently a lot of evidence, intercepted phone calls, text messages, a lot of cocaine dropped off, they said, in potato sacks, not in the courtroom. Yep. And they say his IT specialist, a quote-unquote computer geek from Colombia named Christian Rodriguez, he testified against him. He provided the feds access to text messages, cell phone conversations with El Chapo. Oh, boy. I mean, did you guys see Narcos? That takes a lot of guts. And, I mean, faith that you're going to be protected to be able to come out against a drug cartel leader like El Chapo. So deliberations started, I guess, Monday? Was that yesterday? So anyway, they have a verdict. As soon as we find out, we'll let you guys know. I'm not very up on what's going on because I've been only watching kind of Narcos. And so right now with Narcos, El Chapo is still the driver. So, he hasn't really, you know, in fact, they call him Chapo and I don't think they really called him that back then. So we're still in the late 80s, early 90s where I'm at. All right, we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But corruption is everywhere. I mean, whether El Chapo gets, sentenced or not. Look at this. We're being told that the Ebola vaccine was offered in exchange for sex. Okay, Ebola has killed nearly 100 kids so far. This is the second worst outbreak we've seen with Ebola. Almost 100 kids. 180 have been orphaned by the disease. And we're being told that as part of the Ebola vaccination program, there were claims that women, in order to get their vaccine, were being asked for sexual favors. This is ridiculous. They say research by several NGOs, according to The Guardian, has revealed that a deep mistrust of health workers is rife in the DRC, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and gender-based violence is believed to have increased since the start of the outbreak. And they say the research was presented at a national task force meeting. And they're having trouble controlling this outbreak. And there's a lot of reasons for that. You got the insurgents, you got, people not really wanting to come forward to us modern medicine folks and get help because there's a lot of distress. You have people trying to flee the area, so it's hard to contain. So they've been vaccinating people, and from what we understand, vaccinating people pretty well. Until we're hearing that, well, there's been, again, BS happening. And this type of stuff where you're only going to give the vaccine if you get a sexual favor is something that shouldn't even be. I mean, it's horrifying to think that's happening. So they say the meeting was told that multiple respondents in one study had raised concerns over individuals offering Ebola-related services such as vaccinations in exchange for sexual favors. The risk of exploitation, they say, by frontline Ebola workers was also mentioned by several focus groups. And you wonder why many of the villagers or people in the city or these towns don't want to deal with, right, people coming in and, trying to help them. They're being exploited, many of them. They say concerns are raised over reported increase in stigma and violence facing women. Some women are blamed for failing to prevent the spread of the disease, according to the research by the International Rescue Committee. They say women who are responsible for caring for the sick and ensuring that children wash their hands face a rising workload, with many feeling traumatized and exhausted. That's at a recent meeting. One participant in a focus group said women are isolated during their periods and are accused of having the virus. Oh, can you imagine? So somebody has her period, and many societies will have a woman go to like a hut to have her period. They don't have their period in the house. So women are supposed to be, like, temporarily banished into other quarters to have their period. Now, I mean, in the Bible, women are considered unclean when they have their period. You're not supposed to sleep with them. You're not supposed to touch them, depending on how religious you are. And so you're not supposed to have sex when you have your period. Now, I've been asked, you know, from a medical standpoint, you know, is it dangerous to have sex when somebody has their period? If it's your wife, In the medical realm, you know, no, there aren't risks. However, if it's somebody that you don't know and they have a sexually transmitted disease, absolutely, touching blood from somebody else could expose you, right? And then from a, why would that be in the Bible? Well, I like to find the science and find what sort of, you know, why would certain laws be there? And a woman usually can't get pregnant when she's on her period. So if the purpose of sex during biblical times was for procreation, and a woman is actively bleeding, which means there's a much lower chance of her getting pregnant, although you still can't get pregnant on your period. If you ovulate and there's an egg in your fallopian tube floating around trying to come down the pipe, there is still a chance of you getting pregnant. But I don't think back then they realized that, and they assumed, you know, because they knew that, you know, well, somebody gets pregnant mid-cycle, when they're on their cycle, they're not going to get pregnant. So no reason to have sex then. So recreational sex wasn't really big, right, in the Bible. So that's why that was there. And so now they say that women having their period appear, people think that they have Ebola because they're bleeding. Now you would think, well, duh, you know, they're bleeding, it's their period. But if they just see blood on a sheet, they may not know where that's coming from. So, not good. So, they say the region of the DRC has a long history of sexual violence, exploitation of women and girls. It's an issue that should have been anticipated. See, now, you know, we haven't really been covering Ebola mostly in the news because it's all been about the shutdown and what's been going on with Washington and, you know, the recent election. And I'm the... No, the Mueller, I don't, you know, just all this other political BS. I'm more interested in what the hell is going on with the possible second Ebola outbreak. For me, that's kind of important. And when you hear that this stuff happens, and it's, you know, a couple lines in an article, right, that doesn't mean that this isn't really, really happening. You know, I was just at the Shiro Foundation Gala. I was one of the MCs that helped, you know, was there, and the Shiro Foundation Gala is a fantastic, Shiro Foundation, they help unmask, right, you know, some of the stuff that's going on out there in terms of sex trafficking, abduction, assault, and as well as other issues like over-medication with, you know, stimulants, etc. And, you know, many people just aren't aware of a lot of the bad. It's like this whole other dimension of stuff going on. And, you know, we'll watch movies and we'll watch Netflix and we're like, oh, really, that happens? And then we'll be aware. But if we didn't do that, if we didn't actively do that, we wouldn't know. And so, you know, if this Ebola outbreak comes to us because of this, you know, attack on women and this, you know, putting, you know, selfish interest first, it is probably going to be one of the sickest things that we could see, because people are going to die. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not happy about it. It's not doing the trick.
President Trump at the White House during a cabinet meeting talking about the bipartisan deal that was struck to avert a partial government shutdown. Regarding a shutdown, the president added,
I don't think you're going to see a shutdown. I wouldn't want to go to it now. If you did have it, it's a Democrat's fault.
Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was found guilty on all 10 counts Tuesday after a high-profile trial that lasted nearly 3 months. The jury of 12 people announced their decision at a federal courthouse in Brooklyn, New York, on the sixth day of deliberations, affirming Guzman was the leader of a drug cartel. He is guaranteed life in prison. A winter storm moving across the country on Tuesday is bringing snow, sleet, ice, and freezing rain to over 100 million people from Seattle all the way to New York City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hello. Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say nearly 1 in 7 U.S. kids and teens has a mental health condition. 1 in 7. And half go untreated. They say half of children with a mental health condition in the United States go without treatment, according to a study published in the Journal of JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, Pediatrics. The researchers analyzed data from the 2016 National Survey of Children's Health. It's a nationwide survey administered to parents of teens and children. And of the 46.6 million children aged 6 through 18 whose parents completed the survey, that's a big survey, 7.7 million had at least one mental health condition. These included depression, anxiety, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. I don't like to call those mental health conditions until they're at a certain stage. So there might be an overdiagnosis. They say only half received treatment or counseling from a medical health provider in the year prior to the survey. They say the number of children with a mental health condition varied widely from state to state. They say in Hawaii, for example, 7.6% of children had one of the conditions, compared with in Maine, 27.2%. So over a quarter of kids in Maine had a mental health condition. Maine. I mean, I haven't been to Maine. It's one of the states I really want to go to, but it's supposed to be beautiful and lobster and you know, it's not like it's, you know, big city with, you know, things happening all around you. I don't understand why there'd be that much of a mental health issue. You'd think it would be more in a more populous state. You see, the number of children with a diagnosed mental health condition who weren't treated by a provider also ranged widely. Almost 30% of the District of Columbia, to get this, 72.2% in North Carolina, three-quarters of children were diagnosed with a mental health condition but not treated by a provider. Now, treatment by a provider does not always mean pills. Okay? It can mean, therapy. So Mark Peterson, associate professor at the University of Michigan Medicine and senior author of the study, has a long history of studying health conditions that start in childhood and result in disabilities later in life. They said, historically, I've studied everything from the neck down, and he didn't expect to see such high numbers. But it's not news for us, according to Dr. Barbara Robles Ramamurthy. She's a child and adolescent psychiatrist. Also, by the way, can I just say we don't have enough child and adolescent psychiatrists? Anybody looking to go into a field, please, for the love of the Lord, look into that, because there just isn't enough. So, all right, what the heck is going on? Okay, well, first, they say, according to data from the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, there is a severe shortage of practicing child and adolescent psychiatrists. Thank you. That's what I've been saying. Thank you. They say there are fewer than 17 providers for 100,000 children. So you guys do the math. If one in seven, right, don't have have a mental health condition, and you only have 17 providers, that's not going to be enough. Families face long wait times. Many of them, they just say, to heck with it. Children have to go to school. You know, children, like, there may be like a 4-week wait. A month from now, the kids, you know, may have a good day. Parents are like, to hell with it, they're fine. Then they have a bad day. Many times kids have a bad day at night. That's when they have their bad time. And so parents are like, all right, well, you know what, we'll do something first thing in the morning. But then the child goes to school, they feel better, so parents blow it off. And some of you adults are going, you know, Dr. Dolly, that's kind of me too. I'll have bad days, and then I'll be better, and then I'm like, I don't have depression or anxiety, and then I have a bad day again. And, you know, if you have bad days, people ask, they go, how do you know if you have a depression or anxiety that needs to be treated? Now, we've talked about all the criteria that the DSM have, but a rule of thumb that I always use, because people don't always look up the criteria, you know, poor appetite, poor sleep, wanting to die, wanting to kill themselves, wanting to hurt others, no interest in activities. The average person is like, look, some guy cut me off, so I wanted to run him over, but I didn't. I don't like my job. I don't really look forward to coming home and dealing with the in-laws. I mean, you know, so the average person may tongue-in-cheek say, oh, yeah, they have all of that. But mental illness, that's some serious stuff. I mean, if you suffer from depression or if you suffer from anxiety, somebody needs to really figure that out. And you don't have to know all the DSM criteria. The doctor or the medical provider does. So rule of thumb is if you have more bad days than not, that's a no-brainer. So of the 7 days a week, if you have more bad days than good days, you need to be seen. Now let's look at a day. If you have more bad hours awake while awake than good hours, that's a problem. So let's say you're at work, and you're at work from 8 to 5. That's 9 hours of your day. And you are grumpy, you're in a bad mood, that's a problem. That could be a sign of depression or, you know, anxiety. If you get nervous and you need to take a medication every day, or more than 4 or 5 times a week, that these aren't written guidelines. These are some rules of thumb. Now, what if you need to hit the Xanax or the Valium twice a week? If you need to take it twice a week, I would say you have mild anxiety. I would say if you feel like you need to actually take a medication to get through your day, then you could have depression or anxiety. If you can't deal with the kids and the wife without drinking alcohol when you come home, you could have an element of depression and anxiety. If you always hit the carbs when you're at work or when you get nervous and you always have to have sugar at your desk, that could be a sign of depression or anxiety. So you see how very individualized it is. You know, we do things to cope. And we think that's very healthy that we do things to cope. But what are we doing? Are we eating? You know, people say, oh, well, you know, they're smoking and drinking, so that's bad. But what about the person that's going to, you know, fast food every time they get depressed? That's a sign of, you know, that could be a sign of depression too. Needing to get through your day by going to something could be an issue. Now, does it mean you're severely clinically depressed and you need to be institutionalized? No. But it may mean you have an element of depression. Now, I was taught that 1 in 3, when I was in school, have some element of mental illness. And again, you know, having bad days or not liking your job, I wouldn't call mental illness. A lot of people work in toxic environments. And it's just people there, you know, around you are bad. And if it's a toxic environment where it's run poorly and the people you work with are doing harm, you don't have a mental condition. It's going to make you depressed, but you don't have mental illness. You are reacting to a very toxic situation. You probably need to get the hell out of there. So that's why you need to be evaluated. I mean, if you're in a marriage where you're abused, or you know, it's a sexless marriage and you don't feel loved and you guys don't get along, that, you know, and you're sad about that, that doesn't mean you have mental illness. That just means you're in a bad marriage. So that's why you need to go to a medical provider or a psychologist and work through it and figure out what you need to do to improve your life. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So El Chapo is found guilty on all charges. All right, the notorious Mexican drug lord has been found guilty on drug trafficking charges. This is taking place right now in New York City, I believe in Brooklyn. He is now going to spend the rest of his life in prison. His name is Joaquin Guzman, convicted on all 10 counts that were presented to the jury. They include 7 drug trafficking charges, 1 count of engaging in a criminal enterprise, 1 count of money laundering, and 1 charge of firearms offenses. His wife was in the courtroom, Emma Corona Espero. She's not very happy. But cocaine importation conspiracy, guilty. International distribution of cocaine, guilty. Well, they got him. use of firearms guilty. So, and of course, engaging in a criminal enterprise. They say the defense spent about 30 minutes trying to negate the weeks of witness testimony. They claimed he was being framed and that the real leader of the Sinaloa cartel is somebody else. You have to watch Narcos. Narcos really kind of breaks this down. Remember he escaped from Mexican prison twice in the last 20 years, but was handed over to the U.S. in January 2016 by President Enrique Nieto? And so Nieto has been accused of taking payoffs. He denied the allegation, so this is just one big mess. But since he's been brought to the U.S., Guzman has been held in solitary confinement in prisons in Manhattan and in a secret location for the duration of his trial. The NYPD had to close the Brooklyn Bridge to ensure there was no interference as he was transported to the courthouse. Okay, this is the first time the Brooklyn Bridge, I guess, had to be closed because they were worried that somebody would either take him out or, you know. So the trial began in November and has been going on for a long, long time. So, jury hopefully gets to go home. We'll keep you guys posted on any new developments with that. All right, so there is a possible agreement to avert a shutdown. They say this agreement is in principle. I'm not exactly sure what they're talking about with that, but they say congressional negotiators have said they reached an agreement to avert a partial government shutdown at the end of this week. As you know, it was extended. President Trump allowed an extension so TSA workers and government workers could get paychecks over January, such that they would postpone any talk on the wall. But I guess four lead bipartisan negotiators emerged from talks Monday night. Wouldn't get into details, right? But when asked whether it included barrier funding and a resolution to the detention bed issue, Senate Appropriations Chairman Richard Shelby said, "We got an agreement on all of it." Now, apparently there was a Democratic aide that also was involved in the border security funding, who also said we are very, very close. So we're kind of, like, interested to see what they came up with. You know, they say 25% of funding for the federal government runs out at the end of the week, and a group of bipartisan lawmakers have been meeting for weeks to negotiate over border security. Yeah, I find that whole concept confusing. I mean, we explained at once why it happens. I forgot what the explanation was. I got to be honest with you guys. I'm not going to lie. Where, you know, the money just doesn't always run like a faucet. There's all these checkpoints and stop measures to make sure that there's agreement on things and renegotiation of spending. And so whenever spending is approved for the government, it's not a unended, unchecked spending. There's a, we're going to approve this for a year. We're just like a budget. So, you know, I get it. It's just when they say that the government shuts down or they people don't get paid, but then they do get paid, you know, when it reopens and they get back pay, I think there's a lot of terminology that is not, we're not all on the same page with, you know? Nobody would work for the government if they wouldn't get paid every year when there's a shutdown. So they have to pay them. But then when people say, oh, nobody's getting paid, they're right. They're not getting paychecks, which poses a problem. But they are going to get their money. So, you know, you know, they should say no paychecks are being given. You know, but that's not how the media, you know, portrays it. But it does instill a sense of urgency. I mean, there were TSA workers that they needed, you know, they needed their paychecks. And not letting them get their paychecks when we had security issues at the airports was a problem. And bless all of those who still came to work, you know, and you know, did what they had to. I wouldn't blame them for not wanting to come to work, though. So, border wall, I've been asked how I feel about the border wall. I'm a doctor. So on one end, whoever needs medical care, I want them getting medical care. But in terms of security and other countries having stricter immigration policies, if we don't have our immigration policies in place and we have hazardous areas where people are getting hurt, then I think a security wall or a border wall will allow you know, more safer immigration. So as far as I'm concerned, if it brings jobs, if it prevents people from trying to cross areas that are dangerous and deadly, and it starts to streamline our immigration process and organize it, because right now it's a mess, I'm for it. You know? I mean, people who say, no, well, we don't want a wall, right, because it's anti-immigrant, not entirely. All right? I mean, it's you want openings in the wall. You want, you know, border security. You want to streamline. I mean, schools have walls. Libraries have walls. There's communities with gates. You know, and our country doesn't, you know, have that. And if this does provide jobs and a boom in the economy, and you know, blocks off dangerous areas where people are passing, I think it's, I see more good than bad. Again, as long as we get our immigration policies, you know, more streamlined and allow people to come in and, you know, go through the process correctly, get vetted, right? You know, if they're not healthy enough, then maybe we have border clinics and areas, or we have to send them back to their country to be taken care of, because we only have X amount of money. You know, a big issue that we have that never gets covered in the news are people that, you know, come to our country illegally, they end up falling into a coma or needing dialysis or needing some sort of expensive treatment, and they get it because they're on our soil and because we're kind. We doctors and nurses and medical professionals don't want to turn anybody down. But who is paying for the treatment? So, you know, do we send people back to their country? Well, if we don't know where they come from and they don't tell us where they're coming from, the country doesn't say, oh, yeah, that he's ours. You know, many of these countries don't want them back, because if they're not paying taxes, why does that country want to take care of them? And so it's kind of a mess. And so it's whoever has the patient has them. Now, you know, I can't say how many stories of my friends back in the 90s, where they would be in Mexico, or they would be in Europe, or they'd be in the Middle East, and nobody would give them medical care unless they paid up front. We don't do that in our ERs. We don't force you to pay up front or turn you away. We take care of you, and then we send you a bill, and the bill doesn't get paid. That's a big difference. I remember I was visiting Israel. I got sick. I had to shell out the money first before I saw the doctor. That's just the way they did it. We're going to mess around. So, I mean, other countries have, you know, stricter policies, and they don't seem to have the same, you know, media backlash. So, I'm not saying I want that. I like the idea of treating people who need it. But this is why we got to come up with a better system, because money does run out. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside, instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.